Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
Along with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you for Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We're here until 10 o'clock. There'll be Meller and Miller in for Greeny from 10 to 12. Then Carmen and Yurko will broadcast live from Hooters on West Higgins from 12 to 2, right into Waddle and Sylvie. Waddle and Sylvie will give you, after that, White Sox baseball. That'll be 5:30 pregame and a 6 o'clock or 6:10 first pitch.
Yep, I'll be at home. I'll be ready to go, locked in.
So cannot wait to see what happens here for the White Sox. Again, time is ticking. They were able to beat the Guardians yesterday, pretty solid 8-2. We'll see what happens today. All right, time for our college and NFL picks. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
That's right. We've got me, we've got Hoodie, we've got Cap, and we've got Virtual JR making his picks today for the other producer position. I'm very excited about this. So let's get started. Number 12, BYU at number 25, Oregon. Oregon, a -3.5-point favorite. I got to tell you, I'm all over the Mormons. Give me BYU.
I like Oregon to win the game. BYU had a slugfest against Baylor last week. I think Oregon at home can get it done. Give me Oregon and a 3.5.
Yeah, give me. No. You're laying the 3.5. You said give me the 3.5. You ain't getting 3.5, Sparky.
Well, you don't know my bookie, but go ahead.
Wow. BYU has a bunch of guys who are men on their offensive line. Two preseason All-Americans. When these dudes go and do a Mormon mission, they leave for 2 years. Well, that allows their, because they're not allowed to train and do all that other stuff, they're spreading the word of the Church of Latter-day Saints. When they come back.
What are we doing here? Come on.
I'm giving you the breakdown.
Okay.
They're men. They are mature. They are physically more developed. Their body has 2 years to heal up from football. Guess what? Give me BYU on a freaking money line.
That's right, Cappy. You know football, buddy. Let's hear from Virtual JR.
Let me see if I have this right. The Mormons are going to the weed capital of the country. Give me the Ducks all day.
Thank you, JR. Let's move on. Number 22, Penn State, a 3-point favorite on the road in Auburn. I got to tell you, I like the Tigers. Give me Auburn.
Yeah, I like Auburn in a close game against Penn State.
Okay, so Penn State has a place called the Creamery. The Creamery is a place where students study and they learn that particular brand of how to make ice cream and restaurant management. The Creamery makes maybe the best ice cream I've ever eaten. It's incredible. That weighs the Penn State players down because every Thursday night the football team has food from the Creamery, ice cream.
You have to like when there's a guy coming right in your face and he just sits in there and delivers it really well.
I'm going to go Auburn all day long. Take that.
Got a new name for a wing of my house now. Virtual JR?
I will take Penn State just because they're a Big Ten team. Why not?
All right, thank you, JR. Number 11, Michigan State, my squad on the road in Seattle, Washington, 3.5-point favorite. I hate it. I think it's the wrong side, but give me my Spartans. I'll ride or die.
Yeah, I like Washington to win the game on the money line. They have two terrific running backs. My question mark is about Michigan State in their secondary. Washington at home wins the game.
And now all year long, I've given you exactly what you wanted right into your face.
I mean,
wow.
So
all year long, huh?
Yes. Wow. I have a good friend. His name is Olin Krutz. He is an All-American at the University of Washington. He'll eventually be in the National Football League, Pro Football Hall of Fame. Olin tells me how tough it is to venture into Husky, that's with a Y, Stadium.
I see.
I think the snoring boys are snoring through this game. Give me Washington all day long to beat your ass.
I'm going to pick Washington just to piss off Snorling.
Okay, then you're boring.
Thank you very much.
All right, boys, let's get on to the NFL. Commanders at Lions. Lions, a short favorite, 1.5 points. I'm taking the Leos. Hoodie?
I like the Lions in this one. They played hard against the Eagles, didn't they?
They did.
Tough game.
38-35, they lost.
A lot of points. Yep. I don't know why they can't turn it around. Now, again, Washington played well as well. I think that the Lions can outscore the Commanders. I think they win the game outright.
Pause in here. Everybody, we're biting kneecaps today. Mm-hmm. Let's go. It's time to wring out the losing. Detroit is on an upswing. Lions win it by 7 or more.
I will take Detroit.
Thank you, JR. Appreciate that.
Analysis.
Great analysis. 2.5 point favorite on the road at the Superdome, taking on the Saints. Give me the fighting Tom Brady's.
Will the Saints go marching in? I think they are going to win the game, Cap. Give me the Saints at home against the Bucks.
I am also going to ride or die with the Bucks because I'm taking the better quarterback, A. B, I know Tampa Bay is banged up. I have a little inside intel. Mm-hmm. They have a number of players who are really banged up.
That's correct.
It's Tom Brady. He has had his struggles with the Saints since he got to Tampa. I'm going Buccaneers. Let's go.
I don't trust New Orleans at all. I will take Tampa.
Sounds like JR had some tough nights in New Orleans.
He may have.
I think so. Maybe.
The Patriots, who looked horrible on the road going up against the fighting Mitch Trubisky's. Patriots, a 2.5 point favorite in Pittsburgh. I'm going to take the Patriots against my better judgment. Hoodie?
I like the Steelers and Mitch to be able to get it done here. Because under normal circumstances, you look at Belichick and he'll be able to adjust from 1 week to the other, Cap. Not so sure in this scenario that's going to happen. I like the Steelers to win the game.
I like the Steelers on the money line to win the game. Mm-hmm. You've got a Mac Jones injury-laden position at quarterback. Brian Hoyer, I think, is their backup. Mac Jones had back spasms. He's going to be spasming all the way back to the team bus. Mitch Trubisky and the Steelers. Let's go!
Man, am I really going to pick Mitch? Quiet, Cap. Give me the Steelers.
Thank you, JR.
Wow. Yeah, I knew that, JR.
JR working blue.
Coming around.
Bengals, a 7.5 point favorite in Dallas. The Cowboys may be starting a corpse at quarterback. I'm taking the Bengals. Goody?
That's an easy one. I take the Bengals. Bengals win the game. Now, if you're scared of the 7.5, fine. But the Bengals win the game on the money line.
I will take the Dallas Cowboys plus the 7.5. Far too many points. Joe Burrow was god-awful last week, numbers-wise, because he turned it over 5 times. He puts up numbers. He's got a big arm. I'm going to go Cowboys all day long plus the 7.5.
Hello, Mr. Rush. Cooper Rush. You're gonna run with him. You have enough offense?
I'd take Phil back there. I'm going Cowboys.
Good luck.
This could be 10.5, and I would still take the Bengals. The Cowboys are done. Give me Cincinnati.
Thank you, JR, for the wonderful insight. Vikings at Eagles in Philadelphia. The Eagles are a 1.5 point favorite, and I'm taking the Birds. It's a tough place to play. Hoodie?
Like the Eagles, again, I mentioned their game against the Lions. They showed me something. They showed me some moxie offensively. So I think they can win the game by a touchdown.
I'm going to take the Eagles on the money line. The Vikings on the money line to win the football game. I think this is a vastly improved Viking team, and I believe they're going in. We have 2 Monday night games Monday. Mm-hmm. Pretty awesome. That's a fun night, man.
Should happen every Monday night.
Completely agree.
Quite frankly.
I am going Minnesota Viking. Get her done.
Ooh-wee.
You like that?
Give me Kirk and the Vikings.
The final game of our slate. Our beloved, plus 9.5 on the road in Green Bay. I think it's too many points. Give me the Bears.
Oof. I like the Packers to win the game.
And I'm just flabbergasted.
You get out of there, Joey.
Flabbergasted.
What's your official prediction?
I'm going to let JR go first, and then I'll give you mine.
I think Aaron Rodgers has a Aaron Rodgers-type game. Give me the Packers.
So as I looked at how I was going to play this game, I decided I'm going with this philosophy when we play Green Bay. I will never, ever pick that team. Give me the points all day long. Let's go.
It's like my shirt says, I'm allergic to Green Bay.
You're not betting the game, are you?
I am not.
I'm betting all the game, Bears.
Yeah. No, he's with that bold, loud statement. I'll never bet for the Packers. I won't bet the game.
I've got to work. I've got to be unbiased.
That's a lie. That we know that's a lie.
That is true.
Don't do that to me. I know you.
Yeah.
You'd be betting if you were coaching again. Coming up.
I'd have Mindy put
Mindy, help me. God almighty. I'm on TV now. I got out. Does he have his phone in his pocket? He does not. Jason Wilde of the Packers next on Cap and Jay Hood.
The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to Tito'sHometownTales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's Tito'sHometownTales.com.